on Brisbane's 4BC.
A new survey by the RBA has given a glimmer of hope to the proponents of cash. I mean, cash is king or queen. Who doesn't love cash? After 20 years of decline, cash use has finally seen an uptick. Good. I mean, a government doesn't need to know where you spend every single cent. Nothing wrong with hanging on to a bit of cash. CEO of National Seniors Australia, Chris Grice, joins us now. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Jason. Good to be with you.
Well, mate, great to have you on as well. And it's great to hear this news. Cash made up 15% of payments last year, up from 13% in 2022. You've been running Keep Cash campaign since July 2024, which we've spoken a lot about here on 4BC. Why do you think cash is being used just that little bit more?
I think that people are now realising, you know, this message that we've been promoting for some time, and 4BC has done a great job to get that message out, is that basically it's use it or lose it. And if you look at the, you know, the uncertainty in terms of, you know, fuel and oil and all that sort of stuff, is that cash is another one of those things. Is there's a sovereign risk that we've got to have it as a backup.
Yep.
And I'm really pleased to see that this we're now getting traction. And this is not the pushing of people away from digital payments. That's all good. And we need to, you know, safely transition people across. But we've got to have cash as a backup, in particular for supporting regional and rural parts of the country. And that's something that's come out in the RBA results.
They don't have access to big banks anymore, Chris. They've all shut down and left town.
Exactly, and this will be the next thing, Jason. That there's the moratorium in regards to the Treasurer making that announcement. There was a moratorium. There'd be no bank closures from the majors in regional rural parts of the country. That expires in July next year. So
yeah, right.
And this is, it's all connected. The thing is that, you know, cash is, in dispensing cash and providing those support services is part of that branch environment and so branch and ATM environment. And so, so for us, the campaign continues and just basically building on that momentum of we're seeing those green shoots in terms of an uptick, which we're really pleased with. I mean, we know that, Armaguard, I think, who do 95% of the deliveries around the country, they're transiting about $6 billion a week.
Isn't that incredible?
It still has a significant role to play. And we're really pleased to see that we're getting some, the community sort of, you know, getting on board and seeing this as being a really important issue.
And dare I say it, Chris, and there'll be no stats on this whatsoever, the good old cashy. You know, when you pay the tradie to come around to a few odd jobs and you might sling him a few hundred dollars, what does that tradie then do with that money? They go and spend it somewhere else. So there's a whole world of cashies going on as well. And it's good for the economy because you don't want to hang on to it. You don't want to bank it. You go and spend it. And that's a wonderful economy as well.
This is an off-the-record comment, but the thing is,
yes,
that can help getting inflation down.
Absolutely.
Whatever we can do, there's a broader benefit here.
Off the record.
Inflation, so off the record.
I'm not speaking on behalf of my tradie mates here either, by the way. But tradies driving around listening or on the worksite right now listening to this, they know what we're talking about, what we're not talking about. Now, Chris,
spring in their step today.
Yeah, that's right. The RBA recently announced a ban on debit and credit card surcharges from October 1. Do you think that'll encourage businesses to accept cash again?
Yeah, this is something, and that was all part of that campaign as well, is working with small business, not being punitive in you know, fining them. How do we help them and promote people getting into their stores and making purchases, whether they be with cash or whether they be with cards with no fees?
Yeah.
That's the important piece.
Well, the businesses are going to have to cut. The businesses, Chris, sorry to cut you off there, but the businesses are going to have to cop that cost, right? Unless prices go up, of course, which more than likely happen. So it's up to businesses, and I think it's a good thing for them to say, listen, just pay us cash. It's cheaper for us.
Exactly. But if nothing else, at least, Jason, there'll be transparency.
Yeah.
In the payment, because you look up at the board, the cost of the item, and then what actually goes through in the transaction, there's a disconnect. Mm. You don't actually pay what's the advertised price because of the fees and charges that are added on. So at least that if there is some modest absorption in the price, people can make an informed decision as to whether do they want to make that purchase up front versus going, oh, hang on, there's another 55 cents that's been added on. Didn't tell me about that.
Yeah, maybe now people are just going, oh, it's easier to pay cash and all.